The Night Train is brought to you by St Andrews Hotel, 128 Nicholson Street, Fitzroy. Beautifully crafted, cosy and intimate spaces for your drinking and dining experiences.
Felipe Sanchez, welcome to the Night Train.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful, mate, especially after that result on Friday night. How are you and the rest of the boys feeling to be back in the change room and running back out on that field as a squad?
You know, it was pretty exciting, yeah. After, like, a long break we had, coming back against Hume City, like, such a good game to play. It was pretty exciting. And I guess you could tell from, you know, the game we had, we played really good and, you know, it's pretty fun coming back.
You seem to be enjoying yourself, Felipe. Involved in that first goal pretty centrally, and you seem to be growing in confidence each and every week. What's the experience been like, you know, getting slowly eased into first-team football, playing against men?
It's been all right. It hasn't been, I don't know, it's just, I guess you just got to get used to it, like in the first couple of weeks, first couple of games. 2 years ago, I played for the seniors and when I was in under-20s and it was a bit, you know, it was a huge jump, like, for me, like, I played against Bentley and it was such a tough game for me to play. Like, everyone was so strong and everything. And I feel like this year I've gotten a bit stronger and, yeah, more used to, like, senior football, NPL.
Yeah, well, look, mate, you've definitely shown a bit of an improvement from, you know, that young whippersnapper that came on for his first games a couple of years ago at Bentley. Talk us through how you think the game went on Friday. Just how was everyone feeling coming into it, given the couple of weeks off and boys put in a pretty good performance?
You know, like I said before, everyone was pretty excited to play again. First half, you know, we basically controlled the whole game. You know, we had them on the back foot. Just, you know, I think we scored the first two goals in, like, the first 30 minutes. So, like, I think we did pretty good. Like, for our first game in, like, 3 weeks, I think all the boys would take that, you know.
100%.
What's the biggest impact of having a couple of weeks off? Is it the physical fitness dropping off? Is it just general rustiness with your teammates and the fluidity?
I think it's probably like doing the program that we were given by the coaching staff. Like doing it by yourself, I think that's the hardest part.
Is that the motivation to without that competitive tension of training, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. But now everyone's back and, it's pretty exciting, like I said.
Yeah, well, look, mate, you know, we're all wrapped to have you back. But just personally, you've been a Knights player for quite a while yourself. Talk us through your, I suppose you'd call it, your footballing journey to this point.
I played in a couple of clubs before Knights. I started at Moreland Severus and then I went to Avondale and then I went back to Moreland. And then I came here like 2 years ago in the 20s with Ben. And that's probably like my best year I've had in my career, I reckon. Like in terms of like, you know, because Ben gave me a good chance to play in under 20s. He was like, you know, he was pretty fun. And I'll play in seniors, you know.
So is he probably the biggest influence on your career so far as a youth coach?
I reckon, yeah, probably. I mean, he gave me a pretty good chance to play under 20s 2 years ago. And I was like a new player here, you know, like, you know, nobody knew me and just him giving me a chance, you know, just gave me a lot of, I don't know, I guess, motivation to, in my career, I guess, yeah.
Everyone's pretty impressed with your close control, your technical ability. Where does that come from? You've been playing on the street for a long time. Is it futsal? Is it playground stuff? Like, how long have you been, you know, how long have you had a ball at your feet? Where does that close control come from?
I don't know. I think I've been playing since I was like 5. So maybe it's from there. Just all these years.
Or maybe you've been playing just a fair bit of FIFA.
Yeah, probably. No, I'm really not sure. I guess it's just, I don't know. Born with it, I guess. I'm not sure.
Has that always been a part of your game, wanting to take players on and get past players, nutmeg players?
I guess, yeah. It's pretty fun. You know, like, you know, 1v1 and you beat them. You know, it's a good thing for the crowd to see. And, like, you know, that's one of the most important things for the fans to, you know, enjoy watching us play and, you know, Yeah.
No, well, look, mate, I think everyone's absolutely loved what you've had to show so far in the season. How are you feeling about the game coming up this Friday night? Absolute massive game for us at home. How are you feeling coming into the fixture?
Yeah, pretty excited. It's a big game against Avondale, like the top of the ladder, like 5 points ahead. So if we get a win, which I know we will, we'll be up there with them.
I love the confidence.
Well, Avondale obviously have had a great season so far. They're an impressive team. That makes it a big game regardless. But there also is this kind of rivalry between the two clubs, certainly between the supporters. Do you feel it too on the pitch, the little bit of tension and I wouldn't say spite, but it's a little bit of spite.
Oh, look, we're not their biggest fans. Let's put it that way.
Do you feel it as well when you're playing against them?
I could say that, especially against when we played against South Melbourne. Like it's literally like the same rivalry. It's like huge game, you know, tackles flying in and all that.
There were some tackles flying in on Friday night. There was one in particular that drew our attention. It was only given a yellow card somehow.
I can't remember who was that on the pitch.
Against, I think it was Petrov.
Yeah, it was McGuigan.
Got the good one.
Diving in on Petrov. It's
poetic justice that he got his second yellow later in the game, but you know, some of the red cards I've seen given this season, Nicholas, you know, I don't know how he stays on. Do you have a good view of what happened there, Felipe, or do you just sort of run over and just get him stuck in for that little bit of argy-bargy?
Nah, I'm too small for that. I think Petra was all right. I don't think he got him that good. I think he was just like faking it a bit, but he got every other card, so we'll take that.
Well, he did a good job because it looked horrendous.
If the video, I didn't see it in this first game. We've missed it, obviously, because crowds can't go. But from the video footage, it didn't look great. So if that's acting,
he deserves an Oscar.
He deserves an Oscar because that was phenomenal.
Felipe, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a celebration planned for if
we
you
want
score
flips,
on
mate.
Friday night?
We want flips.
Nah, I can't be flips. I'll break my neck. I don't know. We'll see.
Knights fans, stay tuned. Felipe's got something cooked up for this Friday. I can feel a goal coming from you this Friday, mate. I don't want to put pressure on you, but I've got a vibe.
Got a good feeling?
I've got a vibe, mate. All about the vibes.
Felipe, best of luck, mate.
Best of luck. Hopefully we all get to come down to the club and see you and the rest of the boys have a hit out. But good luck and hope to see you on Friday night, mate.
Thank you.